we just did this.
Well, I am on a journey clearly off the map, and I have here, my husband, I think, earlier called this a camping cabin. It is not a camping cabin. It is headquarters for Journey Off the Map and the journey that we are going to take in about a week for VBS. So I need all of my boys and girls to come on up, because on Fit Sundays, I, Miss Tarina, gets to bring in the message. Come over here, honeys. So if it looks a little different today because you're brand new to Hillcrest, welcome. But on Fit Sundays, we get to join together. And I find this time to be very important. It's a tradition that we've established here, because our kiddos need to see you in worship. They need to see you sing. They need to see you tithe. They need to see you listen. And even if it means they're coloring on papers next to you, they are digesting the good news of Jesus. And there's nothing more important than making sure you are the most important teacher, spiritual guider of your children. So on Fifth Sundays, we get to cancel and bring it down here so that they can be in big church. But as their children's director, I get to bring the message. So we're getting ready for Journey Off the Map, which will happen next week when you come, because you tell the grown-ups here. Does the sanctuary normally look like this?
No.
And it took hours. I want to give a big round of applause to my children's ministry team. They get to be thematic and hard workers with me, and I'm just giddy to have so many high-quality teachers in your children's lives, and the hours they spend with me decorating what I had envisioned in my brain is now coming into fruition. So next week, we get to do the rest of the church. To get ready, I want us to sing our theme song together. So you get to stand up, and Kelsey's going to lead with actions, and I'm going to go on drums. So stand on up, and we're going to journey off the map together. You can look at either screens. My adults, stand on up. Thank you, Tim. Tim is never afraid to do the actions with me in children's ministry. Way to lead the standing and obey me. Okay.
Uncharted waters, uncharted lands, oh, 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 the unexpected round every bend, oh, 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 Jesus is our guide, helping us to survive. He is leading us everlasting life. We're on a journey,
Adults, I can see you. Did you know that? I'm right here. This is our cardio. Come on.
And when we turn to the right or left, oh, oh, our ears will hear him and this command, oh, oh, Jesus will say to us, come on, this is the way. We will walk in it, looking to obey.
We're on a journey, oh. We're on a journey off the map. We're on a journey, oh. We're on a journey off the map.
Unknown to us, but known to him, oh, 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 unknown to us, but known to him, oh, 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 unknown to us, but known to him, oh, 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 unknown to us, but known to him, oh, 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 oh.
We're on a journey, oh, we're on a journey off the map. We're on a journey, oh, we're on a journey off the
us. What a treat to have the grown-ups working on their song with us. Yeah. That's just a little smidgen of the super-duper fun we have in children's ministry. That's all right. I can climb over many things. Well, Jesus is our guide. He is the most important guide. I would not want to be on this journey of life without making sure that Jesus was leading and guiding my every way. Because sometimes that world out there, it's a little scary. Oh, I'm not as strong as I look. When I go to work in the morning, as a mom, as a teacher, as a children's director, I would be terrified if I couldn't start my day in prayer. If I couldn't be in his word, knowing that I'd already taken him as my Lord and Savior, and that he was guiding my day. When I think of verses and breath prayers that sustain me in the busiest of times, we all know what my favorite breath prayer is. Should we tell the grown-ups? What do I say every morning before my feet hit the ground? See, they know my testimony as well as I do. I say every morning, say it with me, boys and girls, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is really hard to wake up on the other side of the bed crabby if that is the prayer of my day. I wake up without my cranky pants on. That helps me have a cheerful spirit. So Jesus is our guide. We want to concentrate on thinking of the guide on some big hiking trip, but it's Jesus who's leading us. Now, I have some shocking news for you. I am not as much of an adventurer as I look. Did you know that? Yeah. I don't wander from paths. I look at maps on hiking trips. In fact, the Zells know. Even though I looked at the map, halfway through we went, oh my goodness, it was a very, very long trail. And I think something happens when Miss Tarina goes off on a church camping trip to go hiking. What happens? They give me all their children. They just started to follow me. So then, not only am I hiking on a trail I've never done, it's just four of us adults, and I look back, and I had probably 30 kids following me, because why not? Miss Tarina's on the trail. Go with her. So what do? Stay on the trail, and I count heads. Because it's one thing if I lose my own four children, I was now going to lose other people's children. But I stayed on the trail, I checked maps, but I wouldn't necessarily say that I was the best guide, right? I mean, we found it. We climbed over trees. We got back, we're here today, right? But this summer when you go camping with me, just know that I'm not a big adventurer. But once upon a time, I took quite an adventure. In high school, I did it again, didn't I, Art? We'll do that afterwards. In high school, I went whitewater rafting. My dad planned some amazing youth trips when I was a kid. I think this was in 1993. Can you see where Miss Tarina is? No. Yep. Show me the face I'm making. Actually, I'm like touching my hair. Do you see me right there? I'm going the middle blonde on the left. So I'm probably a freshman in high school. I would not have gone on this journey if it wasn't for the guide who does whitewater rafting for a living, and he guided us through. Now, I will say, though we were safe, my friend, who's quite the redhead, did fall overboard. We did pause, and we did bring her back into the boat. No one was left behind that day in the Tetons, but she had quite the wide eyes. So in case that wasn't enough of an adventure, I did it again. On our honeymoon, nothing screams romance like whitewater rafting on your honeymoon. Can you see Pastor Brian in the front? And again, I'm in the exact same middle spot. I think that's the spot that they say in training, like, you're not going to fall off. And if you're little, it's like the safest. I'm pretty sure that's why I picked it twice, many, many years in between. And there's our guide in the back. And actually, I think we had two guides. The rest is a family who were on vacation from China. And I don't know what they were saying, but it wasn't English, and it was probably okay. So that was our adventurous part of our honeymoon. But again, look at the guide. He knew what he was doing. You don't just get on a raft and decide to whitewater raft for kicks and giggles, right? You wouldn't. Mm-mm. We need to be safe. So we want to be on this journey, and we want to be safe. I want to show you the key verse that we're going to learn this whole week together. When you come next Sunday night, we're going to be in the book of Isaiah. So read it with me. And whenever you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear this command behind you. This is the way. Walk in it. Okay, really look at that verse. I love the ending when it says, you will hear this behind you. So here's Miss Tarina. I have taken Jesus as my Lord and Savior, which means he guides my every path. He is behind me saying, this is the way, walk in it. Now, I said that in kind of a gentle voice, but I believe that there's times in our journey where Jesus is probably not saying it in a calm voice. Do we know how to do things better? Like, we know good choices and bad choices, right? And your grown-ups probably say, was that a very good choice? And they probably have that face. It's kind of a mommy teacher face. Do you see how God just gave it to me naturally? I know. And they're probably, I feel like God sometimes is saying to us, this is the way, now walk in it. Because sometimes we want to do it our own way, don't we? Do I always ask God, or do I sometimes just use my brain and I don't make the best choices? Can you I spy that somewhere on my stage? My tour guide here already knows. You were here decorating yesterday. Somebody else, use your I spies. I have it somewhere in the building. Yes, do you see it? Right over here, do you see my nice rustic signs? Grown-ups, say it with us. This is the way, walk in it. And if we look over here, we have portions of the Isaiah. You want to read that to me? What do I have on my sign? And did you hear how that was in a part of our song too? You're going to be singing it all day. Unknown to us, but known to him. Oh, oh, oh. That one line is so comforting. He already knows you. But we have to get to know him to let him be our guide. I want to tell you how Jesus' life was summarized so that we can make sure that we know that he is guiding us. Whenever we look at this first picture, what season do we think of? What holiday? Christmas. Well, I don't want this to be about Christmas, but the story is something that should be told all year round. Jesus was born. Yes? Yes. Jesus was sent into this world as a baby. Mm-hmm. Right here on the same earth that we walk. And shepherds were terrified one night while they were watching their sheep because an angel came. And what did the angel say? Do not be afraid. I hope you can hear these kids. They know their scriptures. They know exactly what I'm about to ask them. My heart is so full when they can answer my questions before I even have to teach it. I don't even need to be here. They said, do not be afraid. I have great news because Jesus was born. We wouldn't have that truth. Do you know that this was foretold in the Old Testament? It had to become real in the New Testament so that we could take him as our Lord and Savior. Then Jesus grew up. Just a couple weeks ago, what lesson did I have upstairs? Jesus ran away from his parents. And where did they find him? At the temple. And did I say if you did that, you'd get into trouble? Yep. Teaching the teachers. And listening. He was teaching the teachers and he was listening to the teachers. But Mary and Joseph were still a mommy and a daddy. And in this caravan of people, they realized Jesus wasn't with them. Did they still worry like a mommy and a daddy? Yeah. Yes. And they ran after and they realized he wasn't there. And the temple priest said, it's okay. He is learning from us. Now, that's only okay because he was Jesus. Not a kid. Jesus. I clearly said, if they run from you in a caravan of people, you'll be on a milk carton. It's not okay. Only Jesus could do that. But it's a fascinating story to teach the kids because they need to know that Jesus was sinless and he was learning from the best. Then when he grew up older, what did he do? He healed people. And crowds gathered because they wanted to hear his teaching and his preaching. And then we know this as what? He died. We call this Easter. First he died. Even though he was sinless, he had to take the punishment of death for every one of us. But the story doesn't end there because he rose 3 days later. And who got to see him? The disciples. It's a good thing I have these Klein kids. Yes, doubtful Thomas. And here's Peter. They got to see him, and that's they continued Jesus' message after he went to heaven. We have to know these stories, and we have to know that scriptures became very real in order to take him as our Lord and Savior. I want to show you a compass rose, because we're going to do lots with maps and compasses, and we learn things through acronyms as kids. I used to teach third grade, and I could tell you that the 9 planets are my very eager mother just served us 9 pizzas, because that's how I taught them planets. And when you look at a compass rose, I taught them never eat soggy waffles. And out of pure need, I can tell you that I live on the east side of Sioux Falls. And I taught in Harrisburg, which was the south. And the north is the penitentiary. And the west is where the rest of my coworkers all live. Because I get lost a lot in the car. And if someone wants to set up my phone with the GPS, that'd be great, because when my husband was in Israel, I had no one to call when I got lost in Hartford. Don't judge me. God did not put a good compass rose in my brain. But I can tell you where the north, east, south, west of Sioux Falls is. However, when you're in this building, nobody can tell me, because we're kind of crooked on a corner, aren't we? No, I ask people, nobody knows where we are right now in the sanctuary. That'll be your homework this week. I need to know it for a mapping activity next week, so get back to me, okay? When I look at the compass, I want to tell you that God rules in the north. His rules. The Bible tells us that God created everything, including you and me, and he's in charge of everything. Then we're going to go to the east. We sinned. Raise your hand if you've sinned. Have you sinned? Did you sin today? Yeah. Should we take some time to pray about that? Yeah. Have you sinned today? Have you sinned today? Have you sinned today? Yeah. We sin. We're not perfect. So don't let your parents tell you otherwise. We sin. We have to ask for forgiveness, and we need to practice that forgiveness whether we're grown-ups or kids. Something happens to us when we get older, and if we can't be forthcoming as children, it is a lot harder when we're adults. Grown-ups, is it hard to admit when we are wrong and that we need to ask for forgiveness, to go to that person we have wronged, to go to Jesus and ask? Something happens. We don't have a humble spirit. We need to practice that. We need to practice that in our families. You need to admit it as grown-ups when you've blown it. We are modeling for these children every day. I am sinful, and I have to ask for forgiveness. As a mommy, I can lose my temper, and I have to ask for forgiveness. Yes? Yes. Then we come down to the south. God provided. He sent his son, Jesus. Yes. He was the perfect solution to the sin problem. To rescue us, he took the punishment that we deserved. Jesus alone saves us. Not our good works, not our happy thoughts. Jesus, black and white. And in the West, Jesus gives, because it doesn't just end there. He lived a perfect life, and he cannot be with sin. He used that cross and died on it to forgive us of our sins, and then he rose from the dead. And because he gave up his life for us, we get to be welcomed into God's family. We can't even begin to start this journey of VBS or this journey in this world without making sure that Jesus is our guide. I want you to look at the adults. Would you please raise your hand if you put Jesus in your life at a young age? You were a young kiddo. Young kiddo. So I was 3 in a very old 1970s station wagon listening to an 8-track tape of someone who was in first service. Who was it? Yes, Jimmy Baker. All I think of is his wife with the mascara. Listening to a Jimmy Baker, right? 8-track. I had enough knowledge that when I saw him on the news because he did some money issues, I went to my mom and I said, does that mean my salvation's not real? So I heard him give a children's message on a little 8-track tape, and I put Jesus as my Lord and Savior in the back of a station wagon. And even years later when I saw him, I wanted to make sure that I had not put my faith in that person, but in God. Some of you have made that decision. Put your finger in your nose if you know that you've put Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now look out at the adults again. How about when you were later elementary? Raise your hands. Middle school, which is remarkable. High school, even more remarkable. That means they had some core people pouring into their lives. Adult. And even those in their adult journey would tell you that you are here in a church that believes in Jesus, that I could not be your director if I didn't pour my heart and soul into scriptures and believe it wholeheartedly, or I would not be fit to teach you. And may none of you leave this week's journey and next week's journey without putting Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior, so that you get to live your whole life following him. That he could give you that grace and that love that sustains like nothing else. It's the greatest gift. If you feel that twinge in your heart at all, even as a grown-up, and if you've not made that decision, please don't let another day go by. We would love to pray with you. So I'm going to pray over us and for us, and I ask that you pray too in your hearts. VBS is an amazing adventure where they get to come and get to hear more about God. And I want to pray for the teachers and all the adults that are going to come and lead, that we would come with God right in our hearts before we pour them out into our children. So pray with me. Dear Jesus, I thank you so much for the freedom to teach your word. I thank you that you are my guide, that I would not want to do any part of my day without you and hearing from you and letting you lead me. Lord, we ask for forgiveness for the times that we don't rely on your truth and we choose our own ways, and we know that in our own ways, we are not sufficient. Lord, I pray if there's a twinge in these kiddos' hearts or even these grown-ups that they have not made a personal decision to follow you, that we would take you as our guide so that we can continue on life's journey. I pray that these kids would feel your love and your grace poured out to them every day, and that they would see remarkable examples in my wonderful teachers and the adults here at Hillcrest. Lord, I ask for protection over VBS. I thank you that we are in America and that we get to have a church that is a Bible-believing church that gets to provide on a ministry for these kiddos and for who's going to come, that they would hear your wonderful truths. And we ask for protection from evil and that our hearts would be right and pure so that we can pour out your love and grace to these kids. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may have a granola for your journey and a map as you quietly head back to your grown-ups.